To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a mostly green grass field and tree line underneath a blue cumulus clouded springtime sky comes to us from yours truly, as I decided to dial it back last night. Yup. Due to the threat of snow, I am preparing this message at night. And I decided to look into my iPhone's photo archive to see what I could use for the photo of the day and set free from its digital prison. I found this simple springtime scene that I captured somewhere near Schenectady, New York, presumably while I was working, back on May 8th of 2019. And in light of the possibility of a large volume of snow falling today, decided to use it to help us to think spring, even if we may have difficulty seeing it this morning. Well, it's Tuesday today, and regardless of the snow, I look forward to hosting the Men's Freedom in Christ course that I facilitate on Zoom later this evening, because we are past the halfway point of the course, and some of the participants have already handed in their paperwork to give their consent to be led through the Steps to Freedom in Christ, with the first appointments happening next week. So it's officially freedom season, and I can't wait to see what the Lord will do in these men's lives as they seek to resolve their personal and spiritual conflicts through repentance and prayer with the steps. I've seen the Lord use this process to set people free from issues that have kept them stuck in negative thoughts and behavior patterns for most of their lives. So I know that when we humbly ask the Lord for help, He is good and faithful to give it. So let these repentant men be an inspiration to us, and let's follow their example as we continue into the season of repentance and prayer, known as Lent, as we continue with our current series as we walk into day 18 of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation for the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up for this to get this devotional yourself by going to Bible Gateway. The Bible Gateway link on the blog that we're providing. So without further ado, as we will march into day 18 of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Let's see. Bonhoeffer writes, "The word of cheap grace has ruined more Christians than any commandment about works. For integrity's sake, someone has to speak up for those among us who confess that cheap grace has made them give up following Christ, and that ceasing to follow Christ has made them lose the knowledge of costly grace. Because we cannot deny that we no longer stand in true discipleship to Christ, while being members of a true believing church with a pure doctrine of grace, but are no longer members of a church which follows Christ, we therefore have to try to understand grace and discipleship again and correct relationship to each other." End quote. As we continue in the biblical wisdom, the devotion shares Romans 6:1-4. And the Word of God says, "What then are we to say? Should we continue to sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." As we move along, the questions to ponder toward this 18th day of Lent. The first one is, what do you think Bonhoeffer meant by saying the word of cheap grace has ruined more Christians than any commandment about works? I think that Bonhoeffer meant that cheap grace caused Christians to either stay bound in habitual sin without repentance, or to decide to not pursue personal purity and holiness. Cheap grace ruins Christians by convincing them to be something less than the disciples of Jesus that the Lord calls us to be. The second question is, why might cheap grace cause someone to give up following Christ? Cheap grace could cause someone to stop following Christ in two ways. One, cheap grace as a general forgiveness of sin could convince someone that following Christ is not necessary. The need to do nothing because of they need to do nothing because of grace after all. So they extend that idea to include being one of Christ's disciples. Number two, cheap grace could cause some to pursue the flesh and to continue with sin, leading them to doubt their conversion and the authenticity of their faith, causing them to make the decision not to follow Christ rather than to misrepresent him as someone who looks nothing like him. These would be the Romans 6 people who say, hey, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? Instead of saying by no means, they say yes. But when you do that, it's very hard to, as someone who, followed ultra grace, as I call it, where you can just sin with reckless abandon, believing you're saved, that's hard on your soul. Because if you actually put your faith in Christ, you know it's not right. Even though your ignorance may say, oh no, I'm forgiven of everything, it's good. But if you keep walking in faith, you'll discover that, it's just an untenable situation where you can't really live with yourself. So it'll cause you to repent, and actually live like a disciple of Jesus Christ. Or it most likely will cause you to abandon the faith. Let's not do that. The third question is, what is the correct relationship between grace and discipleship? Well, the correct relationship between grace and discipleship is that grace would cause one to walk out a disciple's life. That amazing grace is to cause us to love God and to seek to obey him by living as a disciple out of our love for him. So, grace is supposed to lead to discipleship. The next portion of our study is the Psalm fragment. And today's psalm is Psalm 80, verse 19. And the psalmist sings, "Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved." Amen. And then we move along to the journal reflections portion of our study, the first prompt is, has the church proclamation and practice of cheap grace ever led you to consider not following Christ anymore? If so, write about the experience. No, cheap grace did not cause me to ever consider not following Christ anymore. But it did cause me to live a licentious life of sin for a time, though. But the Holy Spirit convicted me, caused me to repent, now live as much as I can as a disciple of Jesus Christ. I was very ignorant and very much a slave to sin when I got saved, and I made the costly grace that Christ paid for cheap by running wild in sin for a time. That's what it is. Yeah, it's just I can't speak it correctly. That's what happens sometimes here at the blog. Anyway, the last journal prompt is, do you know anyone who has given up following Christ because of cheap grace? If so, did anyone speak up for him or her? I do know some people who are no longer in the faith. I'd say yes. Some new believers who prescribe to cheap grace can be easily offended when they hear they are to be repentant and be like Jesus. The idea that one must do anything more than just believe is abhorrent to those sinners saved by cheap grace. when they give up following Christ, it never ends well. And I can't recall any specific instance. You know, I could point to, did anyone speak up for him or her? No. You know, no. People usually walk away from the church. You know, unfortunately, in the circles I've been in, people would come and go in the body of Christ with such rapidity that you didn't know who was a regular church member and who was just visiting. You know, you'd be walking with people and then they would just disappear. And yes, I suppose we're, you know, supposed to go after them and say what happened. But I've done that on a couple occasions and just been told, you know, that the people in the church weren't nice or, you know, something happened. I was never able to convince anyone to come back. So that's it for the body of Christ. It can be a little rough. Anyway, we move along to the intercessions, and appropriately, the intercession for today tells us to pray for the church and for all Christians, that they may not succumb to the lure of cheap grace. And as I said before, when we are prompted to pray, we pray. Lord, we pray for the church and for all Christians that they would recognize and reject cheap grace in any form that it takes, and to be shown the truth of your costly grace, and to make the daily decision to follow and worship you in spirit and truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And finally, the prayer for today is, Lord Jesus Christ, I would follow you no matter what the cost. Lead me in the way of true discipleship. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now that's a good prayer. I would follow you no matter what the cost. Because why? To, you know, as one of our Christian martyrs said, to give up what you, you know, that give up what's temporary for what lasts forever is a no-brainer. Now, that's a rough translation or paraphrase of the Christian martyr that I'm thinking of, but I can't name. 20th century Christian martyr, died in the 50s. I forget his name. We'll try to remember that for tomorrow. But yeah, to give up what's not eternal for what is eternal, you know, that's what we would do. So we should follow Christ, because we get far more than we receive. We receive far more than we give when we follow Christ. Although we are called to give it all. Give it all for his glory. So let's see. Well, that's the end of today's 18th day of the Day of Lent with the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But as always, we invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God, as we continue in Chapter 9, almost to the end, but not quite, as A.W. Pink's going to turn to 2 Corinthians 12 and talk about some of the text there in terms of how and what that relates to in terms of God's sovereignty and prayer. So if you want to see what A.W. Pink has to say about 2 Corinthians 12, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see that resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship because, well, that's what we're called to do, is to go out and make disciples of all the people in the world, teaching them everything that Christ taught us, and to be baptized. So we want to be obedient to the one who gave us life everlasting. We want to be true to that call to discipleship. So we should. So I encourage it, because when I discovered my new life in Christ, I realized that I was living in a lie. I was living in sin, and I didn't know the fruit of the Spirit. But now that I walk in the Spirit, I experience the peace and joy. And love and goodness and faithfulness that come with the territory when you walk in the Spirit. So we encourage that. As I stated before, I lead a Freedom in Christ course online, but the good news is I led it in my local church before I ever did that, and I made those teachings available on our podcast and our YouTube channel. We've done three classes for Victory Over the Darkness, well, one for Victory Over the Darkness, one for the Bondage Breaker, and one for Freedom in Christ. They're all based on the Word of God and the teachings of Dr. Neil Anderson, and they will teach you about who you are in Christ. They'll teach you about the spiritual forces of darkness, and they'll teach you about how to get your freedom in Christ. So if you don't know what that's like, we invite you to check out those. They're on the podcast and our YouTube channel. And if you want the materials for those classes, you can email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, and I'll email you the Word docs that I used when I taught the class. Let's see, we also obviously encourage Bible study. We do a Bible study each week with Arthur and Susanna Cincotti, and we share that on the YouTube channel and the blog and the podcast. So if you wanted to take part in a Bible study, a topical study between friends, you can listen in or watch us by searching for Bible Study with the Cincottis, and our archives go all the way back to 2021, so you can check those out and see what we had to say about that from each week between here and there. Well, it is Tuesday, and I have no idea. As I write this, it is Monday evening, and no snow is falling. It's about 10:43, oh my goodness. I don't think there's any snow falling, but it's forecasted to fall like all day, literally 24 hours all day tomorrow. We'll see if the forecast meets up with the truth. And but either way, we're going to pray for today, which is Tuesday. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for this day, no matter what the weather looks like outside our windows. Lord, or wherever we go today, there's one thing we want to do, and that's to follow you into what we should be and who you want us to be and what you want us to do in life. Because all we want to do is to represent you in your kingdom, because we have experienced what costly grace is. And we've paid the cost as disciples to walk with you. And no matter what the outcomes, Lord, we know we're better off now with you than we ever were without you. And we know that you're leading us to a good place, one way or the other. Lord, today we pray for anyone who's listening or reading the message today. We pray for you to come alongside them and their prayer request and to empower them for their walk of faith. Lord, whatever we do today, we pray for you to open our eyes to the things you want us to see and to move our feet into the things you want us to do. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.